your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics. Jimmy and I are going to talk a little bit. Jimmy and I are going to elaborate a little bit about what we think the battle is all about. Battle being the liberals between the conservatives. I'm going to start out and then get Jim to come in on what my opinion is. It's been this way for a long, long time. I think the moral values of the liberals are very, very different than they have been in the past. Certainly very different than they were when I was growing up, and that's something I cannot support. This transgender situation is something that I think is absolutely ridiculous. The situation with the guys competing with the girls is absolutely crazy. It's not fair, number one. Number two, and the action that allows that to happen, in my opinion, is totally immoral. But then again, you remember, I am basically a very strong Christian, and of course I believe that because it's stated very clearly in the Bible. I don't want to offend anybody, but I want to say that I firmly believe that that is true. Jimmy, you want to elaborate a little bit on that for me, bud?
Yeah, you bet. So back in the Cultural Revolution in China under Mao, the big effort was to separate children from their parents. And basically that was separating old cultural values from a new ideology. And separating the children from the parents is how they successfully created this image that was so damaging and destructive. I mean, millions and millions of people were murdered in the Cultural Revolution in China. And the attempt was really to bring in a Marxist society. And what we're seeing in America right now is this degradation of American morals, values, and an attempt to separate the youth and children and millennials from the traditional values. There's a bit of a problem in doing that in America. Now, there still are a majority of people believe in God. A vast majority of people believe that moral values are important. And what we're seeing is just incredible attack, even from the White House, on basic principles and basic values is becoming apparent to many other people that, hey, I don't identify with that. A lot of Democrats, especially down here in the South, you know, they're Democrats because they were union members, because they believed that Democrats actually took care of the minorities, because Democrats were actually, had strong values and were working for the working class Americans, were focused on the working class Americans. What you're seeing now is a Democratic Party that is very focused on an extremely far left progressive agenda, which is separating and dividing our country up and dividing us into different ethnic groups or racial groups, and then of course undermining those basic values and principles, moral values that have actually made society better throughout the millennia of evolution of human history. So I think right now this fight, if you want to go to a biblical reference, it's really between good and evil. It's Satan and those who believe in a higher power, a positive higher power, and it's unfortunately doing massive damage to our society. And of course, the way, when you lose moral high ground and values, then you can make whatever decisions you want that you can justify to retain power, and you can manipulate people. And that way, that's what you're seeing with the Biden administration. They had the Pride event this last week. This was so embarrassing, where Joe Biden stands up on a stage touting Pride, saying that we, all our children, belong to us group, not parents, but to the government and to everyone else, while highlighting these basically perverted transgender ideologues who took their clothes off out on the White House lawn and showed, their genitalia. And that's just so embarrassing and so disgusting. And I tend to think that many Americans and a lot of Democrats are not really going to be that supportive of that type of ideological change and push in America right now.
You know, for those of us who have read the entire Bible, I being one of them, this was predicted exactly many, many places in the Bible, specifically in Revelation, which is a book of the Bible that everyone should read. The fact of the matter is, this is a free country. If you support these morals, that's great, but I have just chosen not to in my life, and I don't believe that anyone in my family does either. We will post information on what Jimmy just said along with this show, and just to basically verify that we're not blowing smoke.
Oh, no, it was actually, there's public video of it. It was on the front pages of many, many papers. It was in, you know, the top story in Fox News, where someone actually took their clothes off, and a couple of people actually took their tops off at the White House in this Pride event. And, of course, Joe Biden is bumbling over and over again. And what you see with this kind of, you know, a guy that pretends to be Catholic, along with people like Nancy Pelosi,
right,
completely undermining the basic values that those faiths represent.
Agree.
And what's even more important, though, is the fact that many of the mainstream news media outlets are not reporting on these types of issues because they are so damaging. But the people inside those control rooms, the producers, a large number of corporate entities that are pushing these agendas now have so much influence and power. But the reason why they're doing it is not necessarily because they think it's in their best interest. You know, I mean, you've got an administration that is threatening legal action, that is using the SEC, that are using FDA, EPA to target and threaten companies that don't go along with their diversity, equity, inclusion policies. So the companies are afraid of taking action like that. They hire diversity, equity, and inclusion type personnel to give advice, and then they hire ad companies go ahead and give recommendations how to keep them out of trouble with the government. So it really comes down to the Biden administration and then major corporate entities and influencers that are trying to shape and engineer society for their debauchery, if you will. And I think it's absolutely disgusting, but it's an important understanding. Just one quick note, you know, 291 minutes of coverage on the Trump indictment. No coverage from ABC, CBS, and NBC. 0 seconds on the Burisma coverage with him taking a $5 million bribe from the director of a Burisma Corporation.
Yeah.
That shows very much the shaped media and the impressions out there that are shaping society.
Well, it really shows the shape, in my opinion, Jimmy, that the country is in, which is certainly underwater, as I would say. And I am not proud of my country as it right now. We are not the country that saved the Jewish race that we were, I would have to say, back in the Second World War. I am very proud of our actions against the Germans in the Second World War, because I think that was something that was absolutely critical to society, Jimmy.
Check the time, Al.
I got it, babe. I got it. Listen, you guys, we've got to take a break for the news. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.